Hello again, welcome to our program. We're here with a little strength for today and hope for tomorrow. We're living in hard times. These are crazy days. But if you know the Lord as your Savior, here's a tremendous, tremendous portion of Scripture here. It says, "Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin." Selah. That word Selah means stop and think about that. In Psalm 103:12, we read, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." That's a long piece. You put two jets, one going east, one going west, let them go for 14,000 years, and they still haven't got there. And that's how far he has removed our transgressions from us if we have received him as our personal Savior. And not only that, Hebrews 10:17 says, "And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." We ask the Lord to forgive us for our sins, as we should. And then we go back the next day and say, "I want to talk to you again about that." He'd say, "I don't know what you're talking about." God has chosen to forget. And being God, he can forget. Now, us humans, we can't forget. If someone sins against us, we may forgive them, but we're going to think about it. God says, no, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. The hymn writer has written the song message, a tremendous message. It says, Calvary covers it all. My past with its sin and stain, my guilt and despair, Jesus took on him there. And Calvary covers it all. Sing along with this message in song.